This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's non-economic indicator. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, which is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a couple of other agencies, 98% of the American West is officially in drought, 60% of it in extreme drought. And that's why members of Congress and governors of 10 Western states are asking President Biden to issue a major disaster declaration out here. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
In 30 years of ranching in the Sierra foothills in California, Dan Makin says he's never seen it this dry.
As a consequence, we have a lot higher expenses in terms of feed purchases and hauling water to livestock and those types of things.
A lot of ranchers Makin works with through the University of California Cooperative Extension are selling cattle and sheep because it didn't rain or snow much this winter, and now there's not enough grass for them to eat or water for them to drink. This is happening all across the West and as far east as North Dakota.
It's certainly an agricultural disaster.
Daniel Sumner is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of California, Davis. He says a federal disaster declaration could free up funds to help ranchers ship cattle further east where there is grass for them to graze on.
Or it may be the case, here's the funds you need to bring in loads of alfalfa hay from somewhere where they don't have a drought and ship it in. And that's not something that a ranch could seriously consider. They just don't have the money for it.
But with climate change making drought more common and more extreme,
the word Band-Aid is very apropos here.
Melissa Ho focuses on freshwater and food issues at the World Wildlife Fund U.S. She says a federal disaster declaration is critical right now.
We really have to think of how we stabilize the short-term situation so that we can really understand how to address the more systemic issues given this new future and the fact that the new future is now.
The infrastructure package currently making its way through Congress includes about $8 billion in funding for water and drought-related projects. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.